Pastor Higgins.
Thank you, Pastor. Shall we praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
That is benefit.
And all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not
his benefits.
All his benefits. Hallelujah. I greet you in the blessed name of Jesus, my brothers and my sisters, my pastors, associate pastors, all of God's people. We say together, amen.
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 This is the day that the Lord has made. We have committed ourselves that we will rejoice and be glad in it. Doesn't matter what's going on around us, our God is alive and well, and we worship him. We thank him for the ability he has given us, even as we gather together this moment. It is God who has extended our lives.
Yes.
And enabled us to get up this morning to come into his presence with thanksgiving and praise.
Amen.
And God is our Savior. We read from his word how we are attached to him, and if we are not attached to him, we are none of his. The beauty of Jesus is that he comes to us individually. Hallelujah. He comes to us and he saves us individually. He speaks to us individually, although he speaks to us collectively overall as we are gathered here this morning. He is in touch with every one of us. Nobody is left or is forgotten. God is interested in being in touch with us personally. Therefore, he has saved us individually. He reasons with us individually. He instructs us individually. The God we serve is higher than heaven and is deeper than hell, according to Job chapter 10. God is in his place of abode, and that place of abode is the entirety of the world. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein, and we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good work. But I find that the God we serve is a God of example.
Yes.
And is a God who is unique in all his ways. And as we look at it this morning, what we talk about, the topic of our lesson, rather of our the message today, is the uniqueness of Jesus. Our Savior is unique. No, a thing that is unique is existing only in one known example. In other words, there is no duplication of God. There is no one else but God. There is no substitute for God. Our God is solely existing completely by himself. But from himself, all the extensions of others have become, and that's why he can tell us that without him, we can do nothing. But with him, we can do all things because we are connected to him. The thing that happened on Calvary was not just a chance. It was divinely planned before the creation of the world. We go back to Genesis where the Bible tells us that in the beginning, God, and what we look for until we see is the triune God in operation, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, declare, let us make man in our image.
Yes.
And we find in our passage that we just read that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, he is in operation right there. And in this passage that we have read, he comes out and he tells it like it is. He tells us that without him, we are not impactful. We are not effective. We are not influential without him. But with him, we can do all things. But we must be connected. We must be on the same page where God is. We cannot do our own thing, because if we do our own thing, it is going to be worthless. And the one that Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What I like about God is that he deals with us individually. There is a song that, and I'm going to deal with some lyrics this morning. Hallelujah. Lyrics, a lot of people are involved in putting words together, but there are certain words that glorify our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
And edifies his people anywhere you hear them. And some of them are tragically, when you look at the history of them, for example, this song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, by Pastor Joseph M. Scriven. And this man went through a lot in his personal life. At the moment when he should be married, the eve of his wedding, his fiancée dropped dead. And yet that did not deter the man. He penned the song, this song rather, for his mother, who was at a distance from him and lonely, and he wrote a poem which became a song. And the beauty of the lyrics of this song is that it glorifies God and it edifies man. The song is, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Yes.
All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace. We often thought that, oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrow share?
Yes.
Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. So, saints of God, the instruction is given. We don't have to do it ourselves. We don't have to discover anything. It is all there put down for us. All we have to do is just follow Jesus' example. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with the load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms, he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Hallelujah. another son. I have found a friend in Jesus. This is the other side. This is the testimony of victory.
Hallelujah.
I have found a friend in Jesus.
Yes.
He's everything to me. Or even another song said, I have found a friend, such a friend. He loved me before I knew him. He drew me with the cords of love, and thus he bound me to him. And round my heart still close the twine, those ties which naught can sever. For I am his, and he is mine, forever and forever. I have found a friend, oh, such a friend. He bled, he died to save me. And not alone the gift of life, but his own self he gave me. Not that I have my own, I call. I hold it all. I hold it for the giver. My heart, my strength, my life, my all are his and his forever.
Amen.
I found a friend, oh, such a friend. All power to him is given. To guard me on my onward course and bring me safe to heaven. The eternal glory gleam afar to nerve my faint endeavor. So now to watch, to work, to war, and then to rest forever. Hallelujah. I have found a friend. Oh, such a friend, so kind and true and tender, so wise a counselor and guide, so mighty a defender. From him who loved me now so well, what power my soul can sever? Shall life or death, for earth or hell? No, I am his forever. Hallelujah. There's a refuge and fortress God in our head. Jesus, what a friend of sinners. Jesus is the answer. Jesus alone is the controller of our destiny. In him we live and move and have our being, and if we are connected to him, we will be able to do as he has done, because he has set an example and laid the foundation, and it is expedient, it is necessary for me to go. For if I do not go, the comforter which you need will not be sent. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you're a friend of sinners. We thank you that, Lord God, you laid down your life, that you have set out all of the examples that we need to live to be victorious. The thing about our unique God is that only what he allows is allowed. Think about that. We are living in a time when there's a lot of noise going around, a lot of uproar. People are saying this and people are saying that. People are misunderstanding, misinterpreting. People are calling what is going to happen, what is happening in the Middle East. But one thing we know, that the God who we serve is in total control. And if we are connected to him, we are more than conquerors.
Amen.
To him who loves. The son said, you ye servant of God, your master proclaim and publish abroad his wonderful name, the name all victorious of Jesus, extol His kingdom is glorious. He rules over all. God ruleth on high, almighty to save, and he is nigh. His presence we have. The great congregation is triumphant shall sing, as ascribing salvation to Jesus our King. Sometimes we forget who we serve. We forget whose we are.
My God.
Sometimes we act like we don't know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And if the mouth arises up against us, is already condemned. We are protected and underneath are his everlasting arms. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
Think about it.
Amen.
Angels bow before him.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth adore him.
Hallelujah.
For he is the King of Kings.
Hallelujah.
He is the Lord of Lords. He's the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah.
Glory to him.
The song declare, reign, Jesus, reign. Reign, Jesus, reign. King of Zion, Judah's lion, reign. Jesus, reign. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. You are the potter. We are only the clay. We can't dictate to God how he shapes us. But we pray, Lord, that you will mold us and make us after your will. We know that you have the shape, but you have the prune. Sometimes you cut us and it hurts at the cut, but you know what you're doing. We trust you, Lord, for you cannot make mistakes. You are perfect in all your ways. And as you declare to us that you have done all that your Father have told you to do, the things you do to glorify your Father, may we this day understand that our connection with you is that sometimes you might prune us and we might say, ouch, but we are the better off for it.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for your gracious and your kind, and you give us song. You give us songs in the night. You allow us to understand that you are sufficient. I pray, Almighty God, that as we come together today, we will understand that it doesn't matter what the noise, the devil is a counterfeit and he is a copycat. But Lord God, you are unique. You have no kind of substitute for you, Lord God. You are all by yourself sufficient. And help us to remember that you called us individually. You gave us a unique DNA so there can be no misidentification. When it comes to us, you know us by name and by nature. Remind us that when we go to you, you are listening to us individually. We pray, Almighty God, that our lives will begin to focus not upon the abundance of the things that we have or the lack of things we don't have, but knowing fully well, as long as we have you, we are more than enough. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Thank you for giving us a life of contentment, even as your servant was said, I have learned in whatever state I am, there is to be content, because if you are for us, nothing can be against us. You, our Father, will keep us. Lord, we bring to you all the chaos, all the tumult, all the second guessing, all the false prophesying, all of them, we bring it to you, Lord, and we lay it at your feet, knowing you will sort it out. And we rest upon your promises, which are yea and amen. We come to the conclusion that you are God.
Amen.
Our salvation. As the strong man declared, my God, Jesus is all the world to me. My life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him, I would fall. When I am sad, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes me glad. He is my friend. Jesus is all the world to me, my friend. In trials sore, I go to him for blessings, and he gives them o'er and o'er. He sends the sunshine and the rain. He sends the harvest golden grain. Sunshine and rain, harvest and grain. He is my friend. Jesus is all the world to me, and true to him I'll be. Oh, how could I this friend deny when he's so true to me? Following him, I know I am right. He watches over me day and night. Following him by day and night, he is my friend. Jesus is all the world to me. I want no better friend. I trust him now. I trust him then. Life's weary days shall end.
Glory, glory.
Glory to God. Beautiful life with such a friend. Beautiful life that has no end.
Glory.
Eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Eternal joy.
He's my friend.
My brothers and my sisters, we have a unique God. We have a God who is more than enough, that's sufficient to all of us, that none of us had to complain we don't have enough of him.
My God.
We have a God that we can invite our friends, as a woman at the well, run out after she had the encounter and declare, come, dear man.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God who has shown me everything, told me everything about me and my whole history. My God, what a mighty God we serve. We see him, the hypocrisy of the Pharisees, caught a woman in adultery, the very act. They say, we caught her, and according to the law said, she is to be stoned to death. No, of course they came and there was no man. But they only brought the woman because they didn't care about the moral standard. They just wanted to see if they could chop Jesus. But our God who cannot err, who is perfect in all his ways, he wrote on the pavement, their sin, those who wanted to cast a stone, I can just conjure up before they were able to cast one stone. Jesus rolled back the curtain of memory now and then, showed them where he brought them from and where they could have been. And the sin that they were hiding, I thought was known, God brought it to them, and not one stone could be thrown. But the culmination of it, Jesus asked the woman, woman, where are thine accusers? And she said, no man condemned the Lord. And here is the coup de grace, our Savior. He said, neither do I condemn you. Go your ways and sin no more. Let the worst thing come upon you. So here is the end result. Our all-knowing, all-powerful God did not condemn her.
My God.
And he did not condone with her.
Mm-mm.
But he commended her, saying, go your ways and sin no more. In other words, he knows that she was guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But upon the guilt, there was mercy.
Hallelujah.
And there was grace. And he sent her away free from the accusers, liberated. No wonder there is something about woman and Jesus.
Glory.
He has liberated woman. Somebody said, if they were writing, if the Bible was not written in such a way, if the Bible wanted to be acceptable, it would never put a woman in such a stalwart place. Because during the era when Christ was there, women were rated, so to speak.
Mm.
But Jesus broke the mold.
Thank
you. Jesus introduced women to represent him, even at crucial times, that when he was resurrected.
My God.
The first message, the first missionary he sent out to the disciples was a woman.
Hallelujah.
Go tell the disciples that I am with you. What a mighty God we serve. So even today, we see that Jesus breaks down middle wall of partition. Jesus sets up standards. Jesus is the answer for all the world today. Beside him, there's none other. Jesus is the way. We thank him because he tells us, unless you are connected to the principles of divine instruction that I've given you, you cannot be effective. If we don't follow Jesus, we will become sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. Our impact will not be effective because without him, we can do nothing. But with Christ, we are more than conquerors. As someone once said, and so rightly put, Jesus with one is a majority. And all we have to do today as we come and we understand that God says, I am in charge. Let me do the pruning. I know how to cut. I know how to prepare. I know how to establish. So allow me to be the one who governs your life and lead you in the way we are to go. The Bible says that in what we just read, John 15:12, we are to love one another as Jesus loved us, and he loved us enough to give his life for us. We may not have to die for someone, but there are other ways to practice sacrificial love. Listening, helping, encouraging, giving. Think of someone in particular who needs this kind of love today. Give all the love you can, and then try to give a little more. Because Jesus Christ is Lord and Master, he should call us servants. But instead, he calls us friends. Hallelujah. God knew us. How comforting and reassuring to be chosen as Christ's friend. Because he is Lord and Master. We owe him our unqualified obedience. But Jesus asked us to obey him because we love him. Jesus made the first choice to love and to die for us. So what Jesus is asking us to do, he has already done. What a mighty God we serve. But what a God of compassion. What a God of example. Because he did more than he asked us to do. Because he even indicated that some would even dare die for a friend. But while we were enemies, glory to God, he laid down his life for us. Guilty, vile, and helpless, we, spotless Lamb of God was he. Full assurance can it be. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Our unique God that is omnipotent. Our unique God that allows us to come into the inner workings of what he and the Father have planned to equip us with the Holy Spirit. He said, it is important, it is necessary for me to go, because if I do not go, the Comforter who will come in my name, the Holy Spirit, will not come because everything must be done decently and in order. We thank God for today. We thank God for the ability to get up out of our bed. I just heard even before I came in that two brothers from our church died. But my God, Jesus told us long ago, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. And if this earthly tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building eternal in the heavens. Hallelujah. The Spirit returns to God who gave it. We don't have to worry, saints of God. If you're a child of God, you're passed from death unto life.
Hallelujah.
What a reward we have that we do not deserve. Grace, God's grace that can pardon and cleanse within. Grace, God's grace that is greater than all my sins.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness. Your grace and mercy has brought us through. We are living this moment because of you.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to trust you and praise you too.
Hallelujah.
For your grace and mercy brought us through. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For you went all the way to Calvary for us. And despite all that's going on around us, Lord God, you are God all by yourself. But there was none other good enough to pay the price of sin. You alone would unlock the gate of heaven. Let us in. Help us to turn our eyes upon you, Lord God, to look full in your wonderful face and watch the things of this earth go strangely dim in the light of your glory and your grace. Oh, God, hear our cry. Let our cry come unto you. You see everyone that's listening at this moment, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that the Spirit of the living God will saturate the atmosphere, my God, will penetrate every little nook and cranny in this environment. We let the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God, penetrate, wash away, expose all that's not clean, because Lord God, it is your blood that prevails, the blood that has power to save, just like in olden days. We pray, Lord God, that you will remind us that we are your workmanship, created in you, Christ Jesus, unto good works. Bind us together in love. Open up our understanding that we will understand that you are the same God yesterday and today and forever. We give you thanks for having tabernacled with us. Thank you for everything that has been said, that has been approved by you. We pray you will go before us and do your work yourself and have your own way, Lord God. And we ask that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our God and our Redeemer. Amen and amen and amen.